Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:47, 13 till 9, I think it was Jed Clampett who once said, "The Dickens you say." And that's the only thing I could think of when I saw Meg Farris's story about this, Shotgunius Riverbendus? Maybe that'd be the Latin for it. Meg Farris joins us now, WWL Louisiana reporter. How you doing, Meg?
Good morning. Very familiar with the Clampetts. Watched them growing up.
Yes. I guess you've been, you've spent this morning cross-fittious as well, right?
I'm already back from, of course, today was arm day, my favorite.
I know that. Tell me about this tablet that was found. This is an amazing story. Tell me the story.
Okay, Tommy, it doesn't get better than this. You know how all huge stories lead back to New Orleans? You know, you have a president assassinated in the 60s and there's a New Orleans connection. There's always a connection here with a big story. Right. So this goes back to 100 AD, around that time. When a soldier in the Roman Imperial Navy died, was buried, he was in his 40s, and around the 1800s, they're building something, and this is about an hour north of Rome, they're building something, and they unearth these marble tombstones, these grave markers, and they're very, very detailed in ancient Latin, not in current Latin. Okay, so... they put them in a museum. Fast forward to 1943, bombings, World War II, and that museum was bombed. And then this headstone is missing. Now, fast forward to this spring, 2025, from 1943, and a couple is weeding their garden. They had been there 6 years. They had never pulled up all the vines in the backyard, and they pull up the vines, and this ancient tombstone, this marble engraved tombstone in ancient Latin, is in the backyard. I mean, Tommy, it doesn't get better than this. This story has gone viral across the whole country, and people are just wondering, how in the world did it get there?
What amazes me is that it was an anthropologist, I think, that found this, because had it been a guy like me, who knows what I'd have thought. I'd have thought it was a prop from Disney, because the condition that this thing is in is amazing, is it not?
It's in great condition. It wasn't like deep, deep in the ground. And you're right. So she Googled it, and then she AI'd it, and it told her everything wrong. So everyone out there who's scared that stupid AI is going to get them out of it, it did everything it told her was 100% wrong. So she talks to Dr. Ryan Gray at UNO, an archaeologist, and he's like, I think we have something. He gets Tulane involved, and that's Dr. Suzanne Alusnia. She is fluent or can read this ancient Latin. She has all the connections and knows all the books, not AI, books and databases and people to go to. And she discovers that it's missing from this museum about an hour north of a port city about an hour north of Rome. Now, let me tell you, it all started with the Preservation Resource Center, who talks to Dr. Gray, or has Dr. Gray from UNO do an editorial about this stone. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of has taken off into this huge international story. So she discovers everything about it. She goes over to meet some museum people. And she calls them, emails them, goes over and meets them this summer and says, we have it. We're going to repatriate it. And I said, Dr. Lucenia, did you just want to put it in your suitcase and bring it back? Mm-hmm. To her? She said, no, because then you're going to, you know, be strip searched at the airport. But anyway, she said the proper channels is you have to call the FBI Arts Crime Division. They come, they get it from the homeowners in the Riverbend in a little old shotgun in New Orleans, and they have it in possession. Now, they claim the government shutdown was they couldn't tell me anything. They couldn't talk to me about what the next step is. But the tentative plan is to repatriate it back to the museum next summer.
Why am I imagining the end of Indiana Jones here?
Because it just...
Where it gets packaged up, it gets packaged up in some wooden container and then just put in the back of a ware. Do we know what it said, Meg, what the translation was? Tell me about what it said and what about the guy himself and all that.
So lots of abbreviations I've learned were done with this ancient Roman, and they had everything on the tombstone.
Well, to be fair, they had to chisel it in, right? I mean, it wasn't like...
Correct.
You weren't, you know, word processor here, so I would use abbreviations as well, especially if you had a little carpal tunnel going or something, right?
Absolutely, and there's no liquid paper or anything.
No, no liquid stone. If you make a mistake, that's a neat thing about that. Making a mistake, what do? You got two letters left, and you mess it up. It's like, oh, goodness gracious, here we go. So what did it say, really?
But here's what I learned. So they didn't just put their name and the date. They put everything about you. They put all your heirs because he didn't have children. They put all of his heirs, you know, his titles, everything he'd done. It's very detailed about this man's life and, you know, what he did in the Imperial Navy. And
tell me a little bit about it. Do you remember what it was that he did?
You know, I don't remember. I know it was a list of his heirs. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't remember all those details about exactly was on this.
Did you see it, Meg? Did you see it or did you touch it?
No, because they called the FBI, mm-hmm. and the next day an agent showed up, gave him a receipt, you know, one ancient 2,000-year-old marble headstone, and we took a shot of the receipt. It's in our story, and so, no, they have it, and again, they wouldn't tell me how the process works to repatriate it. Because they said they weren't allowed to talk to me because the government shut down, which was really, you know, that was disappointing. But anyway, I have to tell you what was exciting was these people who for a living are scholars at Tulane and UNO and the PRC, and they do this for a living and they study it. They were as excited as you or I would be if we won that Powerball, okay?
I bet they were. Yes,
their whole life you wait for something real. And your whole life you see all this junk, okay? But
the only thing I wish is that it could have stayed here and gone on exhibit here maybe at the New Orleans Museum of Art, because I think it would have been or at some venue, it would have been amazing to be able to go and see this that dates back to what?
Good idea. Until they have to bring it back next summer, I'm going to recommend that to them. Great idea.
I'd love to see it. Thank you, Meg.
Okay.
Go flip some tires and do whatever you do. I don't know. 855 5 till 9. Meg Ferris, WWL Louisiana Reporter. Time for traffic now on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.